Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. This is the Knight Rider with another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. What is it? It is Thursday, July the 24th, 2014. Today's topic, Obamacare, once more, back into the breach, thanks to those GOP thugs. Let's get right to it, shall we? This week, two circuit courts of appeal made rulings on the constitutionality of Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act. In double fashion, the respective decisions were reached purely along party lines. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals decision, via a 2-to-1 margin, went against the Obamacare provision providing federal subsidies in states that were administered by the Federal Insurance Exchange, saying such subsidy was only available in states run by state insurance exchanges. The significance of this is that only 14 states have even bothered to set up their own respective state-run health insurance exchanges, California being one of them. The remaining 36 states, something never contemplated under the Affordable Care Act, have refused to set up their own insurance exchanges, and as a result, mandated the federal government to step in and administer an insurance exchange in those states. The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, does specify that those in need of federal subsidy to afford health insurance will be subsidized by the federal government through that particular state's insurance exchange. It remains silent on the question of whether or not the subsidies were meant to be available to states whose health insurance exchange was administered by the federal government as opposed to a state-run one. After all is said and done, the sole purpose of the ACA, Affordable Care Act, was to enable the federal government to be ready to extend generous subsidy to any and all of its U.S. citizens who needed such assistance to even afford basic health insurance. It's strange credulity to posit the notion that now the manner or style of the delivery of such subsidies, state-run versus federally run, should be the litmus test for the legitimacy of such subsidies instead of the overall and clear intent of Congress to provide for such subsidies, the source of which is federal in substance, to any and all U.S. citizens who met the required economic criteria for eligibility of such. For the GOP to now split hairs on the exact mechanism that would come into play to provide those subsidies, which are federal in nature under any circumstance, is to go against the clear intent of Congress, which was to offer those subsidies with the only criteria being that of economic need, not the nature of the actual mode of delivery, i.e. state-run exchange versus federally-run exchange. The D.C. Court of Appeals is, in effect, interjecting their intent for that of Congress's. The other Circuit Court of Appeals, Virginia, ruled via the same 2-to-1 margin, it ruled that the Affordable Care Act was in fact operable in all states, whether run by state-run health insurance exchanges or federally run ones. It is interesting to note that the D.C. Court is composed of two Republicans and one Democrat, while the Virginia Circuit Court of Appeals is composed of two Democrats and one Republican. The method of delivery should be of secondary importance. What should trump all is the open-ended offer by the federal government to extend financial support to healthcare providers to facilitate enrollment of eligible, i.e. income-challenged, healthcare applicants. The fact that Congress saw fit not to explicitly rule out the viability of delivery of subsidies through any mechanism other than a state-run exchange should buy, and in and of itself, should tilt the argument back in favor of the Obama administration's signature legislative enactment or achievement, the Affordable Health Care Act, or commonly referred to as Obamacare. That wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading from home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.